place is empty. No more traffic in the street. All the builder's tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labor. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended. As the king comes through the gate, oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God. He's coming for me. Happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed. Broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, and enhanced and all aglow. I see, oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble, I can see the marching throng. The flurry of God's trumpets spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal roles are now unfolding. Heaven's grandstand's all in place. Heaven's choir is now assembled. Start to sing Amazing Grace. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I can hear trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. Praise God, he's coming.
As I've been working on this series, it has just amazed me that it just hit me, the word living, living, he loved me. And it just got to me that, wow, life. Life. I want to go through the phrases here and just see this. Living, he loved me. You know, we have living life alive. And it is so important that we live it alive, because living, he loved me. Put the next slide up. And we see that life. Life, you know. What do you think about life? Life is something. A little cat. How many cat lovers we have? Okay, I was driving down the road last week, and a cat run out in front of me. I felt real terrible. I tried to slow down, and I heard it go under the car. Boom, 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 boom. And then I seen it run out. And I says, well, that was only the eighth time it got hit. Okay. And I was glad of that. But life. A little baby born. Amen. Life. Life. And we'd been given life, our plants and life. God said our plants are life, and he said the animals life, but he breathed life into man and women, and they became a living soul, and they were made in the image of God, and he gave gave us life. Wow. Now the fall has messed it all up. Is that right? Sin has messed it all up. But Jesus is life. John chapter 1. I have the verses all printed out here for you. Just grab the paper, please. I normally don't have you to do this, run in your Bible, but I wanted to go quickly here because I want to get to the end of my message. And there's so much to be said here. I'm just going down through the phrases. I am preaching through this song this whole month. And the first stanza is, one day when heaven was filled with his praises. And you just realize that, wow. I went to John 1:1. I got the verses all written here. In the beginning, sounds like Genesis 1:1, doesn't it? In the beginning was the Word. It's all written right there. Please stay with me. And the Word was with God. And the Word what? Was God. You know, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with and is what? God. Now that's enough said. Oh, where did the beginning come from? You know, God was before the beginning. That's just a simple fact. Do you have to have a beginning? You have to. And and God says, I'm everlasting. I'm eternal. And, you know, we didn't have matter and have a million years to form some life. No, we had life first. We had God first. And God said, in the beginning, God. He's the beginning. And then verse 2, it says, and the same was in the beginning with God. The Word, the same, was with God in the beginning, from the beginning. Okay? And this is God. He's eternal. The Word is eternal. They had no beginning, for they were and are the beginning. Verse 3, it says, all things were made by Him. Now we know that the Word is a person. Okay? And it says, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now we have Word and Him, a person, and they're God, and they're the Creator. So we have all of this in the beginning, the heavens, and all of this was there. And it is amazing. And it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and His light shined among us. And so the Word Jesus, God in flesh, in a person, is an earthly human. God become a man. That's impossible. You know, how can God be a man? Well, He did it. Huh? He did it. He was born of the Virgin Mary. That's a miracle. And you realize, wow. And God became a man. He was perfect man. He was perfect God. I don't understand it. It's just truth. And it's wonderful to catch that. And it says in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. We have the Word. Note the word, Word was used, and it just communicates. And so since Jesus is the Word and it communicates, it's who He is. And that's all He's doing is communicating. He's the Word. And it's so wonderful. And grace and truth, verse 17, came by Jesus Christ. And then it says, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin. You can read the verses there in John 1. I'm just all in John 1. He's God. He came to earth. He lived. It's wonderful. Number 4, it says, dwelt among men. My example is He. You can read those two verses. They said, we found Him. We found Him. You know, Jesus really lived. Jesus really loved. Jesus really cared. Jesus really hungered. Jesus taught. Jesus did miracles. Jesus healed. Jesus preached. Jesus forgives sins. Isn't that wonderful? That's who He is. And you realize, wow, He came here. I've said all of that very quickly, and I want you to know those are huge truths, and I wanted you to have them there, very succinct, because we have an evolution world out there that says this did not happen. And I want you to know, if you can tear down creation and in the beginning God, the first verse in the Bible, you don't have a Bible. And we have a bunch of people in our culture today that do not believe Genesis 1:1. And you got to believe Genesis 1:1 to believe John 1:1. And it's very important that we were created. And this is the most important right here. Number five, His glory revealed. John 1:4, and it says, in Him was what? In Him was what?
Life.
Life. Life. Life is from the beginning. The Word is Jesus, and He was and is life. Jesus offered life to save mankind, and it was His light. All light is Jesus. Jesus' light being shown to man to save him. And it says, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And you're saying, wow. Keep that thought. That's our main verse. And then it says, one day when sin was as black as could be. I want you to see here John 1:5, and it says, this light, Jesus, revealer of life, this light of life repels the darkness. And it says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And no, darkness was there at the beginning. And we see this. We have all of this there. Look at Genesis 1 down at the bottom of your page. Catch everything here. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, who? He's the beginning. He's eternal. He's eternal. He is the beginning. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And what's the next word? And what? Darkness. Now, the darkness. The darkness in John 1 reveals the sin world. Here it simplifies it here, or exemplifies it, and says darkness, sin, the fall of Satan must already happened, was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God. Note we have God, the Word, and the Spirit. Do we have the Trinity right here at the beginning? We do all. And they're not three, they're one. Hear me? They're not three. Don't get Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They are one. And they're just different positions, different persons, and it would be very hard to say God's in heaven, God came to earth, God came in the Spirit. So He gave us three different titles, and He could have gave four, five, six, but He gave three, okay? But they are one. How many gods do we have? One. We don't have three, we have one. And it's very important to understand that. And it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. We have all of this in the beginning. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The first thing God said, and God said, verse 3, let there be what? Light. And Jesus is the light. And the light is there. And that's what He created. So we have this. Note we have evil there in the Garden of Eden. Chapter 2, verse 9. The tree of life was there, but the tree of the knowledge of good and... That's first time mentioned. So the fall of Satan had already happened there, and we realize, wow, wow. And then that's all background. Those are heavy, heavy teachings. That's why I wanted you to have it in writing so I could move quickly over it. But you need to go home and talk this to your children, to your teenagers, because this is basic truth, that in the beginning is God, and if God's not the beginning, we're in trouble. And then it all fits with John 1:1 and Genesis 1:1. It's wonderful, and it's great. Number seven, living. He loved me. That's the whole message. John 1:4, it says, back page, top of the back page. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. So He's life, and then He became man so He could give His life to men, and it became light in the darkness, drove the darkness away. Note the line right under number seven there. God was in the beginning. He was the Creator, was in the beginning. The Word was in the beginning. Jesus is in the beginning. And life is in the beginning. I want you to think about that. And also darkness was in the beginning. And then the light shined and took the darkness away. That's Jesus. And it is wonderful to catch that. Life. I just want you to think of life. Life is wonderful. Life is just beautiful. Isn't it beautiful to have your grandchildren all around you? Isn't it beautiful to have a newborn baby, huh? Life. It comes out squawing. And I don't count them till they get out of the diaper stage. But they are wonderful, wonderful to look at from a distance. Okay. But it is life, huh? Isn't it amazing? They have the little fingers and they have the little feet. Don't you love their feet? They have everything. They can breathe. They can think. They can cry. You know, it's amazing. They have life. Jesus is life. And I want you to try to put a definition of that. I've been thinking about it all week. Because the biggest thing is, He gives His life to you. You have His life in you. So let's try to figure out what His life is. I tried to write it down here. It's right on the page here. It says, Jesus' life is... He is moral. He is upright. He's noble. He's virtuous. He's honorable. He's fair. He's holy. Is that cool? All of that is in you. Let it out. Is that let it live? Then it says, He loves, He cares, and is always joyful. He plans all good things, experiences fulfillment and accomplishments, and has real purpose and meaning. He does only good, and He rejoices in it. He is thrilled with it. He delights in it. He is satisfied fully by it. He is truthful. He's content. He's compassionate. He's selfless. He's a selfless giver. He does no evil at all. He is life alive. We can have that. We can have that. Oh, we mess it up. I'm going to tell you how you can have it. We can have this. And He is this. And He is this from the beginning. He's God. And He's just not an impersonal being. He's just not a blob. He's a person. And He's alive. Huh? I want you to contemplate that. And then the next paragraph, the next blue paragraph, it says, through light, all light is Him coming to earth, Him bringing life to mankind. And it says, through light, His coming to living among and loving earth's people, dying for their sins, He gives us His life at new birth. Isn't it amazing? It's called born again. That's life. That's life. What happens when you get saved? You get life. You come alive. You get God's life. You had your old life. And it's defeating. It's always in discouragement. It's never satisfied. It always wants more. Is that right? And you can never get it there. And it's frustrating. And you don't have direction. You don't have peace. You don't have joy. It's everything so short-lived in our life. And He wants us to have His life. This life, I'm reading there, that we have by grace through faith, when you get saved, ask Jesus to save your sinful soul, grace through faith, is eternal life for all true believers for all eternity. When you get saved, does God give you eternal life to guarantee that you can live with Him forever in heaven and escape hell?
Amen.
You can do better than that. We can live forever with Him and escape hell. Wow! That's eternal life. That's future. That's what we're going to get. We guaranteed it. We have it. I know that, and that thrills me. But I want equally to be thrilled by this here too. It says, and it is also our daily here and now indwelling life of purpose, forgiving life of peace, and a reviving life of joy for every saved sinner as they prepare for ultimate eternal life with Jesus personally and forever, who only is life. You mean I can experience some of that now? Yes. That's the thrill. He's not only is life forever, And we're going to have eternal life. But we can start that eternal life now if we will just see the life we have in Christ. And it says, so come alive. I love this last phrase here in the green and the red. So come alive by joyfully living out His life in His strength. You can't do it. He can only do it through you. He can empower you here and now, every day, all day, to your world. First, you got to get saved. Verse 12, John 1, 12, it says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even them who believe on His name. There has to be a time in your life when you see yourself as a sinner, unable to save yourself, not perfect, not good enough for heaven, got to be perfect, and you can't get there by yourself, and you realize that Jesus is the only way, and you by faith cry out to Him and say, I'm a sinner, save me, I believe that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Lord God Almighty, save me. Does He save you? Yes. But that has to happen. It's not a prayer you pray. It's a commitment. It's a love. It's faith. It's trust. It's giving your life to Jesus. And He changes you. You see it. It happens. There's a change. Oh, you're not perfect. But a change comes over you. And you know it's Him living in you. And Him directing you. And Him talking to you. And Him guiding you. And Him giving you direction. And Him spanking you every once in a while to lead you. You're His kids. And so it's important you realize, I'm saved. He saved me. I trusted Him. I'm the sinner. He's the Savior. He said He'll take my sins and He'll give me His righteousness. And so I just believe. And that belief makes me committed. Makes me committed. It's not an easy belief. It's just not a, well, I'll try it. Well, I don't have anything better to do. No. He's God. He's life. He's real. He's truth. The Bible is God's Word. He forgives me. Got to be saved. If you're not sure you're saved this morning, you got to get saved this morning. Amen? Very important. And then you, verse 37, you believe and you follow. And that little purple line there says, as a believer, you have all His divine life living in you. So let His truth and joy control you and flow out of you daily. Look at these verses coming here. I want to spend most of my time here. Put the next slide up. Put the next slide up. This is so important that we read this. We've already seen this, that John 4, 14, that's got to be happening in your life. When that's happening, it's wonderful. John 17, verse 3, it says, and this is eternal life. Here it is. That they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. That's eternal life. That I know Him, that I experience Him, that we walk and talk, that I understand Him, that I believe. John 5, 24 says, verily, verily, means truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on Him that sent me hath, you got it, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, shall not go to hell, but has passed from death, hell, to life, heaven. Woo! John 8, 12, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Is that a promise? You got it. If you believe, you've got it. And once He's in you and moving and directing and convicting and giving joy and peace and drawing you, and it's wonderful, He doesn't leave you. You can run from Him, but He doesn't run from you. He'll run after you. And it's wonderful. Shall have the light of light. Verse chapter 4, verse 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him, here it is, a well of water, a spring, springing up into everlasting life. That's what it's all about. Life. The key to life is your intake. If you're saved, first you got to be saved. First you got to have it born again. You got to have that life come in you. And you know it by God speaking to you, God convicting you of sin, God giving you victory over sin, God directing you, and God leading you, answering prayers. It all starts happening. That's not perfect, a lot. It just grows. It's wonderful. If you've not experienced that, that's the life change. And you realize, I'm forgiven. And you start believing it. And it changes your life. You realize where you used to get mad and cuss and swear, you don't anymore. It happens. Dad, you've changed. Mom, you've changed. Teenager, you've changed. Is that right? It happens. Then we start living it. We start following Jesus. Does your flesh love to follow Jesus? My flesh loves to run from Jesus, go against Jesus. And if I intake, do we have a lot of things trying to vie for our attention today and our intake and what we take in? Note the little phrase right after John 4:14. Stop your intake of TV, internet, and music, trash, and trivia. Is that truth? If you let your mind dwell on trash and trivia of this world, will your faith be joyful and growing? No. You'll be a mess. Your sin will just start flooding your soul, and Jesus will be pushed aside, and you don't lose your salvation, but man, you're miserable. And he says, walk with me, talk with me, listen to me, trust me. Is that right? Believe me. But if you're intaking all of this trash and trivia of the world, you don't have anything to go on. You come to church on Sunday and it's gone by 2:00. Is that right? And you can't get enough for Monday, Tuesday. By the way, that's why we have church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Isn't it good to have a Wednesday night refresher? Oh, it is. And it's important. And teenagers, if your world is just trash and trivia, we have too much trivia today, do we? It's not bad, it's not good, it's just worthless, waste. And that intake's got to stop. And God intake's got to start happening. And that's what is so neat. Look at the next verse. John 10:10, it says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. That's the devil. That's the world, the flesh and the devil. He's just messing people up badly in our world. No hope, hopeless, empty, depressed, discouraged. But I am come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more abundantly. Under that it says, maximize your daily intake of biblical truth, godly friends, and ministry. Is that right? To saturate yourself. You mean I should read the Bible every day? Yes. You should read the Bible. You know, you mean I should put in earplugs and have preaching on through the day? Yes. You mean I should have Christian radio on? Yes. You mean I should have Christian music playing? Yes. Is that true? Intake. And you got to have the Bible. You got to read that Bible. Not 10 minutes a day. You know, we got to get, you know, one person said when you start reading the Bible, your world's so messed up, it takes you 15 minutes for even God to start talking. Huh? Got to get settled down because you're all frustrated. There's so much things going on. And it takes 15 minutes. And if you only give God 15 minutes, you don't have much. And then once you get half hour from God, 45 minutes from God, can you think about it all day long? Yeah. Get your song. Once you hear this song, Glorious Day, you can't get it out of your head. You'll sing it all day long in your head. Don't sing it out loud unless you're a good singer. Okay, that's a joke. But it's important that our intake's got to have Bible intake, truth intake. Do you know we have so many ways of getting truth intake in our day? On the internet, is there all kinds of good stuff on the internet? Man, there's so many Bible apps. So many. So many preachers. Some of them good, some of them bad, but there's so much out there. And you can have, you know, you can flood yourself with it. And with all the iPads and all the stuff, you can flood yourself with it. And you can just let it, the intake is from God and His truth and His Word. And then godly friends. Do you need godly friends? If a friend is drawing you down, you need to get away from that friend. Teenagers. Well, they're popular, or they're good looking. I don't care. If they draw you down, you better get away from them. And then ministry, church, get involved with stuff. Get involved, invite people to come for Easter, huh? Get involved. Get involved in throwing the candy out. I think we'll get the candy man to throw the candy out. He knows how to do it. But we can get involved. Get involved. On that day, you should come ready to minister and find some family that's not connected with anybody and spend the day with them. Spend the morning with them. Talk to them. Love them for Jesus' sake. Is that right? Give them the true meaning of life. It's not the eggs. It's not the bunny. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. And that spring is coming up. But you got to feed that from the Word and from godly friends and ministry. And if you'll stop the intake of trash and trivia and maximize the intake of biblical truth and godly people, it'll rise. Look in the next verse. Deuteronomy 30. It's a great verse. Deuteronomy 30, 19 and 20. It says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing, cursing, life, death. Therefore, choose life. Is it a choice to live for God? It's a choice. I'm going to choose life. I'm not going to let intake of that come into my life. No, no, no. And I'm going to make conscious effort to bring intake in from God. And I choose life. Then it says that both you and your descendants, your posterity, your children's children, amen, may live. Verse 20, that ye may love, here's what living is, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling. Other translations say, commit yourself firmly to Him, for He is your, what? He is your what? He is your what? It's what it is. I just love that verse, Deuteronomy 30. Psalm 119, verse 92 and 93, it says, unless your law had been my delight, that's life, I would have perished in my affliction, in my trouble, in my trial, in my testing, in my pain. I will never forget your precepts, the scriptures, for by them you give me what? Life. By the scriptures, you give me life. Seek to hear and see a blessing from God every day and share it. That's a key. It's a key to get stop the intake of trash and trivia to maximize the intake of God's truth, godly friend, and ministry, and then seek every day, get up every morning, seek to hear and to see a blessing from God every day, and then share it. That's key. That's how you get this well of water flowing. It's in you, folks. If you're a Christian, it's in you. And if you start intaking from truth and just keep that well primed, it just flows and it flows, and you get to see God and hear from God, and you get to share it, and life starts. It's wonderful. Last verse, and I close. Proverbs 12, verse 28. I love this phrase. In the way of righteousness is what? Life. Doing right, young people, doing right is life. joy, peace, satisfaction, contentment. And in its path, there is no death. Let his life live in and out of you daily. Amen. Let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. Where are you today? Life. Alive. What's the intake? What's the intake? Is there some intake you need to stop? Teenagers, young people, singles, young marrieds. Is there some intake that needs to stop? This trash and trivia, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. You need to make a commitment right now. That's going to stop. This is going to stop. Now for everything you stop, you must start something. And you must start some input, some intake from biblical truth, godly friends, ministry. What you going to start? Reading your Bible, half hour a day, 45 minutes a day, praying, meditating it, taking it to work with you, taking it to school with you. Get some good Christian preaching. Get some good Christian music. Replace all of that trash and trivia. And God will come alive. You'll start hearing from Him. You'll start seeing Him. You'll start having joy and peace and just fulfillment and contentment and blessing. It's amazing. Oh, you'll still have struggles. Your flesh is against it. But to have God to talk to you every once in a while in the day is wonderful. Wonderful. Fight for it. I have to. Fight for it. My flesh is wretched and wicked and weak. Preacher, there's some things that I gotta stop, some intake. And there's some things I gotta start. And then every day I wanna get up. First thought is what God and I are gonna do today. How can I hear from Him? How can I see His hand in my affairs and then share it to a lost world? Living it in and let it live out. Life. Alive. Living life alive. He is life. He gives us His life so that we can have life here and forever, eternity in heaven. How many believers say, preacher, I needed this message this morning. I needed this. Would you raise your hand? Amen. 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 Take this paper, read it over. That's why I printed it up. I took all the time to print it up. Because to have what I've written there is life and joy and peace and fulfillment and direction and hope. If you're here this morning, say, preacher, you're talking about a life I know nothing about. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I'm not sure there's a time when I sincerely repented of my sins and trusted Jesus as my Savior and He came into my life and changed me. Not perfect, but boy, there's a change. Preacher, pray for me. Everybody's heads bowed, everybody closed. Where are you today? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? I will not embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. Side wings, balcony. I'd love to pray for you. Main floor. Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I take that everybody's a Christian in our room. It's wonderful. All I'm going to say is come alive. Is that right? Come alive. Stop the negative intake. Start the God intake and fight for it every day to have life alive in Jesus living within you, out of you. And when you fall, get up. When you sin, confess it, forsake it, get forgiven, get back in it. We're weak, but oh, life, it's nothing like it. When I lose it, I want to go find it. When I don't understand it, I want to go find it. When I let it down, I still want to go find it because to have life is wonderful. And He come to give us abundant life. Live it. Let it live. Let Him live. Jesus, help us. to understand this life and to have it just flowing. You said it would flow like a river, like a spring. And Lord, help us to feed it, to let your truth in. And Lord, help us to experience you talking to us and letting us see your hand and walking with us. And it's wonderful, Lord. If I just see it one day, it's worth it all. It's worth it all. Lord, bring life to the body individually today. And let heaven come down and glory fill our souls all day, every day. In Jesus' name, amen.